God is. God is. I know you like the word is God is love, but it's also something else. He's angry. Not with you, though. There's no wickedness here. No sense telling you that your way is wicked. Seems so right though, doesn't it? See how you're taking that? Every man doing that which is right, and that's wicked. Worship in the manner which you like to worship, or present yourself the way you like to present yourself, and that's wicked. There came a day when the Son of God presented himself. Hallelujah. See, now, I start quoting that scripture like that, and I can just tell by looking at your faces, I believe I read that. I think it's in the book. And boy, do we love ourselves. That's wicked.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lovers of their own self teaching by the way you live, by the way you respond, by the thing you do. The things of our mind, the doctrines that we believe, the manner of life that we live. It's the truth. Because my way is right. Your way is wrong. There you are. You know, I actually live among you people. And you think you know me, huh? Then when I tell you I know you, yeah, well, I know you too. What do you know? A man? Especially this didn't answer. Because your damn carnal minds are not going to answer right. Flattery's not going to get you anywhere. Saying you love me doesn't mean a damn thing. Is that clear? Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I was listening to the broadcast this morning. I thought, well, there's no need for me to preach anymore. Boy, that thing was so precise. That thing was so accurate. But no sense asking you, though, because it was only in the background. And you didn't pay one damn attention to it. And you don't like when I talk like this. You don't like when I actually take the book. For many will follow their pernicious ways. Because they believe that their way is the right way.
Oh, God.
And how dare a man like me talk to you like that? Or anybody? And then I go back over and over and over again, and I talk to you about the pattern. It doesn't move you. I was thinking, as I listened to the brother, I said, my God, how could I say that any better? What I preached about the vision of the man. Whoa, vision. It was on there. Sudden destruction. Just look how many things in your life that have been destroyed this week just because of your iniquity. And you want to blame it on somebody else. Sure you do. Sure you do. He did this. He did that. So God is. Well. And the wickedness. Which man? How about the old man? And just like the haughty you are, you sit there. Then I try to tell you how God speaks to me. But you don't believe that.
Amen.
I look at you, he talked about you. I say, my God, why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep doing this? I mean, it's okay for going astray. Do you have to keep on going astray? Haven't you learned anything by going astray?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Like natural brute beasts. It's obvious that a brute beast is going to go astray.
Yeah.
That's why God would put the fences up.
Right. Yes. Yes.
That's why I put the chickens in the coop. They're like natural brute beasts. You're a natural man. You're a carnal man. He's going to go astray. So why do you keep following it? I thought as I walked out of the house where Paul, or where God says in the book of Revelation, I counsel you to buy of me.
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory.
Follow me.
Hallelujah.
What? There's nobody in this place knows more about iniquity than me. No one.
Hallelujah.
No one knows any more about the consequences of sin than me. I've been seeing sin separate me from God.
Hallelujah. Oh God. Yes, Lord.
Knowing the terror of the Lord.
Yes.
You mock me when I say that.
Oh God.
I stand here in terror this morning. He might just drop me dead here.
My Lord God.
And he'd have every right to do it.
Yes. Oh yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
God damn you!
Amen.
Oh! Brother Patterson told me that's one thing that troubled him, because I would say, God damn it. Nobody wants to believe that God's going to damn, do they?
Amen.
Do they?
Oh,
do they?
Amen.
You don't believe that God would ever damn you, do you?
Oh, yes.
Well, the only way you're going to keep from being damned is to believe that he'll save you.
Amen.
Save you?
Amen.
Save you!
Yeah.
Wow! How many of you folks believe you got a Savior one next to you? Huh?
Yes.
Boy, the way you people in this house received this prophet, most of your reception is rejection.
Oh, God.
And you got this little old idea.
Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Bless your name.
Oh, he's going to be blessed, but even our praise is an abomination.
My Lord.
Well, because we don't really recognize what we're doing. First of all, we don't know what time it is.
Oh, God.
The alarm being blown every hour, every minute, every second.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't get past that this morning where I heard myself saying how God said, you'll speak the 40-day period. You like me to do it? Look at the sister birds even looking at me. Would you really like me to say 40 days? You think you do like you did in Nineveh?
Oh, God.
Well, it would mess up your plans, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? And the Bible said the people of Nineveh repented.
Hallelujah.
At the preaching of Jonah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Then the scripture comes over to the book of Revelation. And says, yet they repented not.
My Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
No fear.
Oh, Jesus.
No fear. God's given us so many good things, but we have no fear of losing them, do we?
My Lord.
I tried to explain that to you some time ago. That relationships are based on fear. You hear me? God is so good to us. And we should fear that we lose that.
So good.
Don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Eating, drinking, buying, selling, marrying, dressing up, dressing down, doing this, doing that, and don't even know that the very life of Christ is being threatened.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Being destroyed.
Amen.
Look the way they respond. I guarantee not a one of you paid attention to that the last couple of messages on that thing. How about that vision that guy had? Hey, so you think that's just Indianapolis, huh? One of the last things Jesus did, by the way, I'm going to go according to the pattern again.
Yes, Lord.
I've explained it to you, I proclaimed it to you, I declared it to you, and you... Because the iniquity is abounding. It will be your ruin.
Amen.
You mock me. Oh. We have fellowship with each other. But then our iniquity destroys it. We have a rapport with each other.
Yeah.
That iniquity destroys it.
Yeah.
When the hell are you going to recognize that?
Amen.
When? Please tell me. Oh, what fellowship.
Yeah.
Oh, what joy divine. Why do you want to destroy that?
That's right. Amen. Beautiful. Yes, Lord.
Tell me why. Please tell me why.
Joy divine.
Do you know how to walk in fellowship? Walk in the light of the times, of the events, of the... Then we have fellowship.
Yeah.
A few days ago, Sister Rose said to me, I heard you say that you're putting up more with me than. What is it? See, what am I putting up? You're the law there. 15 years ought to kick their butt out. And same with you. Look how I emptied this church out. Yeah, even you. What a sad state of affairs that I got to keep looking square in the face. My beloved son, Timothy. Oh, you don't love me, Brother Stair. Open rebuke. Here I am again on how many stations are there, God? For the next 2 hours now. And it sent us right from here. The message for you must be proclaimed because we discern the Lord's body. And your situation is so much better. So much better. So much. Even better than it was a year ago. Oh, Satan rages. Well, well, well. What is that power? But what's destroying it? I will not touch you again, woman. And don't you ever come to me with that hallelujah stuff. Go with it. You love your iniquity? Back. Back. Spew them out. And all you other folk that judge me because I do that. Back. Back. Shame on you. Thank God you at least inquired of God and he gave you an answer. Don't you ever move away from it. Sovereign God, huh? But you want to be the sovereign one. Make up your own mind. Do your own thing.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Live your own life.
Oh, thank you, Father.
The sovereign God demands you live his life,
amen.
Not yours.
You.
Do things his way, not your way.
No.
Because your way is a way of death. No, yeah. Go ahead, do it again. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Fill up your cups. I can't do myself any more harm.
Oh,
I'm talking to you like this.
Jesus
said, the people of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Oh, Jesus.
But this generation, what was Jonah preaching? What was Jonah preaching? Do you know a man that's been preaching destruction? Do you?
Yes.
Have you seen things in your life destroyed because of you?
Yes.
No, you don't see it like that, huh?
Oh, thank you, Father.
Lord. Look, you're so complacent.
Oh, bless you.
The scripture tells you to learn submission.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And I told you, subjection is not submission. But you can learn submission by subjection.
Oh, bless you.
What's wrong with your heads?
Oh, bless you.
Subjection means you submit or you do something you don't really want to do, but you do it anyway. And then when you do it and find it's all right, now it's all right. Now I did lie to do thy will. There's not many folks that delight in the will of God. For this is the will of God.
Hallelujah.
This.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Behold, how good.
Hallelujah.
How.
Hallelujah.
that word. How good and how choking that word. Look at him. What is he? You're so far away from the reality of time. This door also, in the last days, scoffers shall come, walking after their own lust.
Hallelujah.
And saying, where's the promise of his coming? I did lust for his coming instead of loving for it.
My Lord. Oh God.
And then he only did it to me the other day. When I try to move into the realm of dealing with the circumstance she's in. She's daddy. And I'm going to try to use the word. Stand you down. I can't even talk to you, folks. Your eyes are so glassed over.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Fill there be that find it. You know why? Because they won't let no one show them the way.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
The way to deliverance in this hour, I'm going to show it to you. I don't believe that. Then get the hell away from me. Turn me off. Now you'll run your big off mouth. You know what? Didn't I tell you what people do? And you sit there. A man, he's heard my old broadcast talking about, but I mentioned gold in there. Said, boy, you're a liar. Don't you know gold's selling for $17,000? And he thinks it's worth more. Because they heard me talk about the time they were selling gold. Then you folk, you won't even see how slow you are. Bible tells us that in this crisis hour, your financial wealth is at zero.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it's usually determined by gold.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Your dollar is backed by gold. Your stocks and bonds is backed by gold. They put a value on gold. They'll push the cost up,
right,
or they'll push it down to get you to buy it.
Right.
Then they push it up and they say, ah, you damn fool. I counsel you to buy of me gold.
My Lord Jesus.
Oh. Angry.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
She said, Daddy, when I was 6 years old, I thought Jesus was coming. Because she was around me. When I was 8, I thought Jesus would come. By the time she got to be 16, and then Jesus didn't come.
Hallelujah.
Then she got away from me. Found another Savior. And that one didn't last long. You know what? There's not one person in this place sitting there right here looking at me with a look of understanding in your eyes. Not a one of you. Because I may turn that right around and put you in that position.
Amen.
I told you this all along. Part of the problem here is that a lot of folk came here because they thought Jesus was going to come right away.
Right.
Well, God deceived me.
Right.
To get me to preach with that kind of urgency,
amen,
he had deceived me.
Amen.
You get it? Do you get it?
Yes.
Why did you deceive me, God? Well, I want you to drive home the fact that I'm coming.
Amen.
And I couldn't make, put it off 20 years from now or 40 years from now.
Amen.
I'll bring it down right.
Yes.
If Jesus came to your house and said, what would you do? If he came to you, if he came to you and caught you in what you were, the way you were acting, the way you were, just what would you do?
My Lord.
What would you do?
Oh, Jesus.
Merciful.
Mm. Oh, God.
Merciful.
Hallelujah.
What are you doing now?
Oh, bless you.
You know why?
Oh, bless you.
I don't know what you want me to do. Man, you, sir, you're the one that jumped out of your seat one day. You're the one that started leading us in his hair. Then why the hell do I always got to look at you and look around and say, when are you going to wise up? Somebody want to beat him? Wait a minute now. You believe that? I mean, really, do you believe that? I want to see. Do you really believe that? Yeah. Then he goes like that. Then you look at that. You're sickening. We're making God sick. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Because thou sayest, thou knowest not that you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, neither in the church or in the world, in between. Y'all may be seated or go out the door while you're standing up. See, I hear God talk to me. One of the things he kept saying to me this morning was, remember my last words? After I went through all the nonsense with my brothers. Somebody find me those scriptures where Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. And just damn it, somebody, every last one, find, come on, find it. We'll give the scripture. You got your Bible, you turn to it and you read it. How many times have I demonstrated that?
Yes.
How many times have I physically demonstrated to you? He'd been going through Galilee and Samaria, healing the sick. His followers were following him. And then one day, he's walking down the road, and all of a sudden he turns.
My God,
why can't you see this? He changed his direction. Wow. Wow. Which one you got?
And they were in the way.
Yeah, I like that. But where's that?
It's in Mark 10:32.
Now mind you, they were already in the way.
Hallelujah.
This is the way he was showing them.
Yes.
Look, they look at you guys. Let me see why. He don't read the same in mine. That ain't the way I see it.
Gotcha.
Eyes and see not. Ears and hear not.
Amen.
And the heart that perceives not.
Oh,
he was showing them a way of redemption. Then along as he turned.
Jesus.
Right. To show them the way of the end.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory.
You don't get it.
Oh, yes.
No remorse.
Jesus.
No sorrow.
Jesus. Just... Okay.
It was at the end of this journey right here. And you folk, you won't even try this morning, will you? Your iniquity is so strong, you're just sitting there like a bunch of defilers. Just defiant. Just hard. Just stubborn. But you're a hard man. I gotta be. To endure this. To endure hardness. Now, I'm going to have them read it, and you all can find it and read it with them.
Hallelujah.
It's written.
It's written.
These things that were written, they were written.
Amen.
for our learning.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Very personally, just for us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Written just for us.
Lord.
Unless we believe otherwise.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Kind of shocking you a little bit again this morning?
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
This ministry came to the forefront for one thing, preaching the end time.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way God's to send. You think I'm going to let me get by preaching RG Stare?
Jesus! Oh, Jesus.
What kind of message would that be? Or you?
Oh, Jesus.
In your name?
Oh, God.
Or the name of the Baptist? Or
Jesus!
I come to you in His name, by His authority. Oh, well, go ahead, fools! Go ahead!
Jesus!
Fill up your cup!
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I thought we did pretty good. We did the tabernacle. Huh.
Jesus.
I did this, I did that.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you,
God. You're a good reader, boy. I'll get over to the microphone close by so you can read.
And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid.
Hold it now. You're following me, huh? Mm.
Hallelujah. Hmm?
They were amazed. Mm. How come that guy keeps getting up in the tabernacle or on radio and preaching like that?
Mm.
How come he keeps with urgency? How come he keeps looking at me in the way he looks at me? They were amazed.
Oh, God.
I'm amazed that you can talk to me like that, Brother Stare. Don't you know I know you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I know you. How many times have I said that in this tabernacle? I know you. Well, if you knew where you wouldn't talk to us like that.
Oh,
that's the reason why I talk to you. Because I know who you are.
Yes.
You're chosen.
Hallelujah.
You're redeemed.
Thank you, Lord.
Your name's in the book of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You've been chosen just like I've been chosen.
Glory.
Choose you this day.
Yes.
Yeah, we get so angry when God shows us that we're chosen.
Hallelujah.
And because we are chosen,
hallelujah,
we are a chosen generation. Hold it! A chosen,
yes,
chosen to be the last generation.
Yes, Lord.
And the last shall then be first,
yes,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Wow! Look! Come on, Dave! You can shake yourself! You sit there like that, so it's just sickening. When I talk about He's here, you don't sit there and look around and wonder who should jump up and say it.
Hallelujah.
He's here, brother. He's here. He's here.
He's here.
Really? Really? Oh, no. Really? Well, I'll tell you what you can do with that. You can leave for joy. Thank God for Seth, but I don't like it going down. I want it going up. When the sap goes up, it brings out with some leaves and fruit and life in the tree. Come on, you saps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're so stagnant. We're so stagnant. You maybe see it. I'm having to read this story for a reason. Start over again.
And they were in the way, going up to Jerusalem.
I wonder how they were in the way. Because it was in Christ. Amen. He was the way.
Hallelujah.
They were following him.
Hallelujah.
He was the way. He was showing them the way. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to go. Show me the way. Lord, I want to go. We sing this song. I hate the way we get melodrama these things.
Amen.
I like that word melodrama. Not for real. Just to make up. Just to put on. I'm not against putting on. But you got to put off before you can put on. You got to put off that old man. That old manner of life. That old manner of thinking. Okay. Do it again. Harden yourself again. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm reading this story for a reason. Read.
And Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and he began to tell them what things should happen unto him.
And as they were in the way, they were afraid. You know why some of you just keep on doing your own thing? Because you're afraid of doing what the prophet's been led to tell you to do. Lord, if I keep preaching like this, they all might leave me.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Oh, God.
There goes that one.
Oh, Lord.
There that one goes. There goes that one. Oh, another one falling. A thousand to fall. Thank God they're falling.
Oh, Jesus.
You teach them the right way and they fall from the right way.
Hallelujah.
I'll get to it in a minute. Read.
And began to tell them what things should happen unto him.
40 years ago, I started to tell this world. About 10 years ago, God said, don't go to them no more. Go to the lost sheep.
Amen.
So that's what I have here.
My Lord. Oh, God.
A bunch of lost sheep that lost your way.
Yes,
and so you still think your way is the right way, and that's not right.
No. Oh, God.
And you'd like to tell me how to preach and how to run things because you don't think I'm doing right.
Oh, God.
Well, you want to switch places? Which one of you want to take charge of this? Then give an account. Come on.
Lord God Jesus.
Hmm? Well, why don't you speak now or shut up forever? Hold your peace.
Oh, Lord.
Or don't you have peace?
Thank you,
Father. I'm at peace with God this morning.
Amen.
May not have peace with you, but I'm trying to have peace with you. But boy, oh boy, you got to do the things that make for peace.
Lord, yes.
Be at peace one with another.
Yes, Lord.
What's the result of that? Look. Walk in the light. Have peace. As much as life within you. How much life within you? Everything. You can be at peace with everybody.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
And then they might end up being at peace with you.
Right now.
Blessed are the peace makers.
Yes.
all the way that God shall lead you to that precious promised land. Led you out of Egypt, led you out of church, led you out of financial dependency, led you upon mental security. You don't know what I'm going through. I've been there. You name one situation that you've had to go through or facing that I haven't faced. Family, friends, lovers, rejected, despised, hated. Come on.
That's all right.
You tell me one thing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Come on, come on, come on. Talk up, smart Alex. Come on. Are you going to talk about back pain again this morning? No, your back pain ain't troubling you. It's your heart trouble. You ain't got back trouble. You got heart trouble. Your hearts are not right.
Blessed Jesus.
Oh. He's the healer of broken hearts. He. Hold it. He. I just got finished going through with you. I know you're an old man, but come on, boy. Lead the pack. Jump higher. Shout louder. I'm just checking out the grapevines. Make sure there's no ivy on this.
No ivy, brother.
No poisoning.
I've got them eradicated.
What did you say?
They're eradicated.
No.
The poison?
No.
We've got them, brother.
No. You just said something.
I'll remember, brother. Sorry. Hold on a second.
When you said it, I believed it. You forgot it already?
Oh, bless you.
No, what you did, you said, I love you, brother.
I love you.
Oh, remember? Remember? You just said it 5 seconds ago.
Yeah,
I caught it right away. Wow. Woo. You know why you love me?
Yes, brother.
Why?
I do. Because you're saving me.
No, he's saving you. I can't do that. I can't be your savior. You don't know why you love me? Well, I love you from the first day you showed up.
Yeah.
Even with your beer bottle. Well, that's a nice flash. Is that a flashlight? Oh, that's a pen. If you need another one, I got two or three more like that.
I'm getting through them.
Oh, look at this. Let's look at these four. Look at them. Look at them. They're trying to figure out what you and I are doing down here.
They're frightening me, brother.
Isn't it a shame that God brings a man here at this last hour, and he's far ahead most of you? Can't offend him. I said some things that would have knocked most of you folk right out of the barrel, then he won't get offended. You know why? Because love. Love.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You may be seated or go out the door, one of us. Read.
Saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests, unto the scribes.
My God, I done told you that 40 years ago. I'm going to send you to China. And he did.
Yes.
And you sit there like it's just a... I'm going to send you to Russia.
Yes.
Then he said to me, then, when you come back, the Soviet Union and the United States will be non-entities. And you damn fools, you don't realize how these are incorporated together.
Amen.
Neither one has power over the other.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy, this wicked generation. Just so wicked.
Oh, bless you.
They knew God.
Oh, God.
This world is committing a sin against God. Because the sin against God is when you don't believe in God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So they that come to God must believe that He is.
He is, yet the Lord.
And He's the rewarder of them who diligently, earnestly,
yes, Lord.
Sincerely,
yes, Lord.
Priority.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And they that search for me will find me when they search or seek with all their heart. What are you seeking after?
Glory, God. Glory. Glory, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Read.
And they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and scourge him.
And drag him before magistrates in a red suit or a black and white one. And how most of the folks that sat in the spectatorism were so disappointed when I could walk out of there.
Glory.
And got upset with you. Because some of you were glad to see me come out.
Bless you, Jesus.
You won't make an effort, will you? Your eyes are just... I just don't see what you're talking about. Let's just go back to the Hammond. There's the Hammond organ over there. There it is. Leslie. Now, without that, you would not get the Hammond organ sound. You could take that Leslie and put it on the other organ and still get the Hammond organ sound. Okay. They're going to know you wise guys. I had to carry organs like that upstairs by myself. We had 3 or 4 Leslies. You see, I say so many things so hard to believe, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
I built porch before you ever came around. And you hear a man say, well, whatever you say, well, I think I've made it very clear. Stop me. I walked over there and saw a porch the man built. What the hell is he building so big for? We got plenty of lumber, you know. We got good lumber. And the places where there are a real need for porches, he still hasn't got around to them. Oh, he hasn't. Well, what should he do? When I talked to him like this, he should have went out and started looking to see where there really was one needed. All we're trying to do here is to occupy or keep ourselves built. So what your hand finds to do, do it. But then do it right. Because every man doing that which is right. He wants to show us how good a builder he is. Yes, sir. I've heard him talk about it several times. Go look at that trailer he got out back. That trailer was, boy, he had the best equipment, the finest it was. And that beautiful trailer sits there. Huh?
Yes.
Like a white septic. But all we can use the force. He brought some nice trailers. You see, you don't understand this kind of talk, do you? Ah. Read.
And they shall mock him.
They shall mock him.
Shall scourge him.
They shall scourge him.
Shall spit upon him.
Spit upon him.
And shall kill him.
And shall kill him.
And the third day he shall rise again.
Hallelujah.
Boy, he said all of that.
Amen.
To say that last line.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And all those things he had to go through. So he gets to that last line. And the third day.
Hallelujah.
My God, people.
Hallelujah.
And the third day he shall come again. He shall rise again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy, the way you people receive truth. Now, I had him read that story for one particular reason. Just a few days later, he came riding into Jerusalem.
Amen.
After he told them all this. And they were howling, Hosanna! You're doing it again, folk! Hosanna! That same crowd was the one who turned around and said, away with them.
Yes.
When the hell are you going to realize that?
Yes, Lord.
When are you going to realize that?
Yes.
And while they were crying, Hosanna.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
The religious leader going to shut them down. He said, no, I'm not going to shut them down.
Hallelujah.
Why? I said, they don't praise me. These rocks, look, I'm going to be praised.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
See, if you knew the story, you wouldn't sit there like that, such a deadhead.
Glory.
And it was during that time, all of what you heard a groaning, a crying.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Oh, yes.
Are you listening to me?
Oh, yes.
Oh. They're hollering, Hosanna! 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 He sure just spoiled that entry, didn't he? Oh! I wish I knew how to do it. Doing the best I can, but it seems like it's just not good enough.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jerusalem! Jerusalem! How often! How often I would have gathered you under my wings to be your protector, your guide, to provide for you. Damn it, who wants to read the next line? Who wants to read the next line? Oh, that old book. Oh, that old book, huh? That old thing written in the book. You got it?
Oh, God.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, Jesus.
Not into that, right?
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, look at these folks looking. Why, you shouldn't even have to look. As many times as I brought that to you, as many times as I preached that to you, you should know that. He's talking to you. How often? How often? How often? How often? But I'm not into that. I don't see, I don't receive that. I don't receive you, Lord. Hosanna! Hosanna! The pattern.
Jesus.
The pattern.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And with Amnon. Yes, sir, the prophet. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Camp meeting.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on the air on at least 20 frequencies now. You think folk would be listening, wouldn't you? And by listening, they're not doing it here. Have ears, but they're not listening.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Well, brother, dear, why don't you say things that make for peace? I'm trying to get you to make peace with God.
Hallelujah.
So let God make peace with you.
Yes.
We're in such contention with God.
Yes.
We're just not in agreement with the Lord. And I can't find the words to show it to you. What about you? What about me? How he locked me right here. Hey, all you people, listen to me. On my leg, I have a monitor. That by the law of this land, I can stay here and preach. But I cannot leave. I can't come to you. Except by this means right here. And you know what you can do? You don't have to come to me. Just turn the dial, fool. I wonder who that is. What a joke. Yeah. Mockers will come. Mocking me. Even give them a chance to call me on the phone and say, just to say who you are. That's nothing else. Don't try to preach. Don't question. Just listen. Look. You see why I stopped using the video? Because I even told you the last time we used the video, a man wrote me, Brother Gary, he said, most of them people down there are not even born again. Now, that may not shake you up. Shakes me up.
Oh, God. Oh, bless
you. Hello? Bless you, Sister Johnson. Okay. Just want to let you know, I'm still listening. Boy, how that woman listened to me all these years. And she wakes up every day to listen. And when I give a call for a call, bingo, 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 bingo. She must have nothing to do. How often
yes, Lord.
I would have gathered you together,
yes, Lord.
As a mother hen would gather her little chicks under her wings,
yes, yes, Lord,
to protect them,
yes,
from the wolf, from the fox,
yes, Lord,
from the possum.
Oh,
then lift their wings up and let them run out and get a little food. But she'd stay right there. Yes. Why the hell won't you people come on and get this vision in your mind of a mother hen?
Yes.
Why are you refusing it? Hey, you mother hens. Any mothers here?
Yes.
Any fathers here that appreciate mothers? So they'll mother your kids that you produced? And then they find these mothers, our generation of mothers, who put their kids in school or won't gather them together, take them away from God. Until our kids actually end up cursing us.
Oh, bless you.
Or your kids haven't done that, huh?
Bless you.
Daddy, when I was 6 years old, I believed Jesus was coming. When I was 8, I believed he was coming. Right over in that trailer one time, she got the flu. Her fever was up there, 102, 103.
Okay.
And I didn't go to doctors. Boy, you folk, you are about as deadpan I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I remember walking there and spent the whole night with her. She'd come back to consciousness and say, am I going to die, Daddy? Am I going to die? She no longer believes like that, though. Because Jesus didn't come, see?
Oh, bless you.
A lot of folks that came here in the great gathering we had, they don't believe like that no more. And you folks are on the verge of doing the same thing. we forgot why we're here, because we're believing that Jesus is coming.
Yes, Lord.
David ought to believe it. So he's able to die in the faith.
Hallelujah.
You wonder why you're not dead yet? Because you can't die in the faith.
Amen.
I watch people leave here. They died, but they didn't die in the faith. They denied the faith. And they're worse than an infidel.
I know it. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Do you want to name them? They name me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Ralph.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Oh, God.
You that kill the prophets.
Amen.
You that reject those that God sent to you. Oh, Jerusalem! How often?
Oh,
yeah. With every prophet, with every man of God, with every dispensation, I use it to gather you together to me. But you would not! You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's not God's choice for you to do what you're doing. That's your choice. And you're choosing a way of death. This know also, in the last days. What about the last day? If this took place in the last days, is the last day one of the last days? Hello? Scoffers would come, walking after their own lust. And they will say, where?
Oh, bless you.
Where is the promise? Ever since we come around you, you told us Jesus was coming. Where is it?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hit it right on the head, don't I?
Bless you. Oh,
that word of God, it got pinpoint. Bow. Hardness of heart, impenitent, won't repent. For ever since the fathers fell asleep. Brother Brennan, Wilkerson, Dr. Dodd Douglas. The world evangelism was a prelude to the final day. It was a gathering together of the tares. These great big tent revivals, the great big meetings, they were gathering together the tares. You can't hardly find those people. I wonder if they come looking for, will they find God's people here? Or are you scattered abroad? Could it be the focal point of God's gathering? Together again. The only trouble is we're not together.
Hallelujah.
I got the microphone on. You are invited to come right here and tell me I'm wrong. And if you're not going to do it, then you shut your damn mouth. Well, he's wrong about that. He's wrong about this. If I'm wrong about one thing, I'm wrong about everything. What's the matter? Brothers, are you able to discern those particular cuts on the prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Pick out the one about food. 1987. Where were you?
You
got to play it. Should have, that's the way it should be marked. Did you mark them, sister? Sister Patterson, did you mark them? How'd you mark that one? You got it? I'll tell you what you do with them from now on. You put them on my desk, and I'll take them from there. See, I listen to that prophecy over and over again. In fact, we all just play around it. But people just go out, a political upheaval. Talk about fighting, having wars, and the economy collapsing. You know, I marvel how we hear things, and we just don't seem to relate to them. For instance, when Mr. Bush or Mr. Trump was running, he talked about the balloon busting. And somebody said, what do you mean? He said, you'll find out. Look at them. Just look at the lack of recognition of what I just said. You never heard that, huh? Huh? Never heard it. I also told you that a revelation of the matter comes at the end of it. So you're all waiting for somebody to reveal who the Antichrist is. It will come at the end.
Right.
At the end of the period. Be given unto him to make war with the saints.
Amen.
And he will prevail.
Yes. Yes.
He's having his own way.
Yes.
Well, is he Antichrist or not? It'll be revealed. When he revealed it, it was going to be too late for the elect. If you got deceived by this, you're finished.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes, it'll be revealed at the end, and that will be to the elect.
Amen.
And they'll be ready.
Amen.
Ah, boy. How often? She didn't do. Don't look at me. Many of you are going to be offended again today because of me. There you are. You don't like when I call attention to you. Isn't that good that God calls attention to us? If they fall away, it is impossible to renew them again. Seeing they crucify the Son of God afresh.
Afresh, yes, Lord. Jesus.
And do despite to the Spirit of grace.
Grace.
And trample underfoot
yes.
The blood
oh,
of the everlasting covenant.
Hallelujah. Oh God. Jesus.
Behold, the Lamb of God. The Redeemer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Precious.
Yes. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
The ark of the covenant.
Hallelujah.
The agreement that God made.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, folk, where the hell is your spiritual mind? So carnally minded. Very persistent. Don't have it my way. Then I try to tell you, suppose I would let all these people come. I'd like them to come. In fact, I can't think of another time that I have given a more open invitation.
Right.
But they want me to make a way for them to come.
Right.
See?
Okay. Right.
See? Then he get mad at me like old Fink, whatever his name was, Link. Link's up with the devil. And he said, I'm lying on him. I hope he listens. Because go ahead, Link. Go your own way. See, you can tell them to do that. And they'll, come on, if you think you guys are right, go your way. Just go your way. Go on, go. Now. Now. Today's the day. Oh, you sit there and say, but then just as soon as you get a chance, you start. I did it my way. How in the world do I get by talking like this? All over the world. Don't these folk have any hope? Sure, there's a voice crying in the wilderness.
Yes, Lord.
To prepare you the way of the Lord.
Jesus.
Make your crooked path straight.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
And you damn fool, you'll turn and say, what about you? What about him? Did he make his crooked path straight?
Yes.
While he was in the way.
Yes.
Jesus. Glory. Glory. Oh, Jesus.
Adam, read that all. Read that line again. While he was in the way.
And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus
Glory.
Went before them. And they were amazed.
Hallelujah.
And as they followed, they were afraid.
Hallelujah.
And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen.
The 12.
Yes.
And one of them betrayed him.
Amen.
I wonder how Judas got in that upper room.
Oh, God.
I wonder how you got so much higher in the faith than most of the world. And then we watch the spirit of betrayal start with denial.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, when I think about how wise Jesus was. Sitting at the table, he said, one of you is going to betray me.
Amen. Yes, amen.
He had already determined that one of them was going to deny him.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, Simon. Satan desires to sift you like wheat.
Yes.
Then you're going to deny me 3 times.
Hello.
Not two.
Three.
Not one. Hello. Three. 3 times. He said, but when you get converted and you stop denying me, then you can strengthen your brothers.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And boy, did Peter get converted.
Hallelujah.
When he got right to the end of his life, time, he was time out of parts here. I tell you, you all listen to old Paul. Because old Paul, he went beyond what I had. He had a revelation I didn't see.
Yeah.
He said so many things hard to understand.
Amen.
I didn't understand when Jesus said, rise, slay, and eat.
Amen.
Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean.
Mm-hmm.
What? You think I'm telling you something unclean, Peter? don't need anybody walking around saying unclean. Unclean, we've already been to the priest. Rejoice. They're not unclean. His ways are not unclean. Ay, 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 ay. Now, I really would like to say to those that listen to me, a few, that we're coming to the end.
Yes.
And what a destruction from the Almighty. I started preaching many years ago.
Glory.
20 American cities will be destroyed. And now they're in the process now of being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because they somehow got it through their head that we're going to be spared. God's not going to spare America. He's not going to spare Jerusalem. And I like Wall Street. So we put a whole lot of hope in Wall Street. But the wall is coming down. There will not be left one economic thing on Wall Street that will not be thrown. Banking, investments, insurance companies, presidencies, governments. Whoop! Say then, your kingdom coming down. Say then,
your kingdom's coming down.
What are we going to do, Ross? Well, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide. What was you folk knew what you were singing? Old Corey Ten Boom. Come out of one of the most difficult times in history. Became famous with a book. I found a hiding place. What are you trying to look at you? Now nobody knows about that either. What's he going to say next? What more do you have to say? What more do you want to be said? I found a hiding place. I found a hiding place. I found a place to hide from this. From this. My God. What are you trying to hide? Kingdom of Heaven is like an a woman that hid some. They don't even know the story.
Oh, glory God.
Aren't you pitiful? One brother used one word. Kingdom of Heaven
is like unto leaven.
Is like unto leaven.
Yes, Lord.
Which a woman
took. A little leaven will leaven a whole lump. Just a little bit of leaven.
Yes.
A necessary ingredient.
Yes.
Just a little faith.
Yes, Lord.
A little hope.
Yes.
A little grace.
Yes,
read.
Yes,
which a woman took.
Which a woman took.
Hidden 3 measures of meal to the whole of heaven.
Thank you, Father.
3 measures of meal. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Grace, truth, and righteousness. Just hide that meal in there. Read.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them.
Go back to the one you started.
If the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
The whole. Come on, Brother Rob, don't you hide that little leaven.
Hallelujah.
To the whole house.
Yeah.
It says, Lord.
Brother Rob. Oh, brother. Even if you don't think I mean you. Trying to help you out, brother. I was so convinced when you was first doing that that you were so glad you did it that you'd lead the way all the time. The whole house get 11. See the whole 11? The whole house. And leap for joy, and the whole house will get some joy. Ah, oh, boy. You know, I keep telling you people, when Saturday comes, I start Friday night trying to get my mind on what to say, because I know this is a great... Anybody listen? Sister Johnson's the only one. I'm sure I got more friends than that. You know, a few more. Just a few.
Hallelujah.
Now, when does Sister Johnson know that number? You know God knows your number?
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
He got your number with the saints.
Yes, God.
He also got folk number with the transgressors. Got your number.
Glory.
Hello.
Greetings, prophet, and thanks for the oil, sir.
You having fun?
No, sir.
You must be, boy.
See, I'm listening to you, sir.
No, you're not. If you were listening, Brother Best, you would be here.
Sir.
Do you hear that?
Yes, sir, I hear you, sir. And,
come on, begin to make excuse again.
No, sir. The only thing I got is... I don't want to make any excuses, Brother Steer. I don't want to make any excuses. I just want to do what's right.
Then do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Steer. Thank you, sir.
One of my best. Yes. Even the best. Been with me for 10 years. I'm sure you enjoy living in the Bronx. Is that right? Ah, boy. Better hang up. Has God hung up on you lately? Now, when you call, he says, your call is right, I'll answer. But you called it the wrong way, I ain't going to answer. Because I called and you didn't answer. See, we don't like that. We don't like when God says, come on now. You call, I'm not going to answer. Because when I called you, you didn't answer. Hello? And you're back in New York too, huh? Okay. Where are you going to go?
Here you are.
Oh, yeah? You were here. God bless you. That's the one that moved out and got a farm. Who walked one day and said, I'm leaving. hung around for a long time. Then he goes back to New York and marries a woman. You don't like me to talk like that, do you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Do you? How many people have I seen God bring them here with this voice?
Yes.
And you just sit there. Go ahead. Just do it. Come on, play again. Maybe you're next. You think we can't get you out of here, huh?
Amen.
He won't cast out of his kingdom. We're the prototype of the kingdom. With a pattern.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, yesterday I tried again to show you. Because I don't want to. Who wants to be on the radio when hardly anybody listening? Huh? Why? Because those that had ears to hear shut their ears. I don't hear it, but it's that good. If you are not hearing me now or you're trying to hear me, you're having a hard time. I'm telling you what's happening to you. God's given you ears that you do not hear. And why is God doing that? Because he has no intent of saving you.
Oh, God.
Now, if you don't know how to read that story, I have given them eyes. God's talking now. It's God talking. I said, this is God talking. I'm just quoting his word, that's all. I said, this is God talking.
Yes.
You damn fool, sit there like that. Go ahead. The word of the Lord says, I have given them, I, God, the great I am.
Yes.
I am the I am.
Oh, God. Yes, God.
I have given them eyes.
God, yes.
And does she not?
Amen.
I have given them ears.
Oh, yes, God.
That they hear not.
Oh,
hello? Hello? Bless you too. Take care. You know, when I get calls like this, that people that actually were here and were told when they were here they shouldn't even leave. Now they want to get back. And I don't even have the money I used to have. So I can't bring them all back. I ain't got enough money. And I have to pray for God to give me enough faith to receive them when they come. You don't understand that, do you? Money! All the money in the world won't bring you here.
No.
Pay all your bills. Pay all your debts.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What do you need here that money will buy? Nothing. Nothing.
No.
Food? Plenty of it.
Right.
Water? Flowing everywhere.
Yes.
Power? All kind of power.
Yeah.
Things to do every day.
Yes.
Opportunity all the time.
Yes.
Responsibility every time.
Yes.
Come on!
Yes.
Put your big words in it.
Amen.
See, I'm still not satisfied because I sat in my house and I heard myself preaching that vision that guy gave. The one that A. Allen gave. The one that Dimitri Duderman gave. The words that Brother Branham said.
Hallelujah.
Sad. Y'all look at your faces. I hope it gets over soon. At ease and dying. I wait for revelation, for God to tell me, now you said in 40 days. Now that's not the last 45 days.
Right.
That's the 40 days that Jonah said. 40 days. Isn't that something? Why didn't he say 35? Why not 30? Why not 50? Why 40? How long was Jesus in the wilderness? 40 days. How long was Joshua or Caleb been? 40 years. 40. That number's got some significance to it.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
How? 40. You know, when I was coming up, whatever age I'd come to, I would go to the Bible and see who was at that age. And I sort of compare my life with it. I was about 40 when God brought me here. 42. When he brought me out of New York.
Yes.
You wicked people. You just sit there. I try to tell you, I had one of the finest churches I ever had in New York City. And Hempstead, nice place. Had an apartment to live in.
Amen.
I feel like throwing everyone right out of here. The way you listened to me, the way you responded, is so despicable. Now or never, God said to me when I was a kid. So I'm in New York, Hempstead, nice church. About 200 people come here every Sunday. Preaching on the radio every day. Covered every barrel. Walked the streets of the most depraved places. Now, unless you've been there, you have no conception what it's like to walk through Harlem. Or Bedford Stuyvesant in the Massachusetts area. And because you have no conception, you don't believe me when I tell you. When I think back, man, I walked through them places. 125th Street, on my way to the subway, because I ride the subways. I would put my car in the garage and ride the subway because it's easier.
Yes.
I'm on God's subway.
Not all right, praise God.
You don't come up out of the subway.
Yeah.
Oh, you people. Dry bones. God, are you pitiful? Son of man? Well, come on now, God. We can't use that statement no more. What do you see? A bunch of dry bones.
Amen.
Boy, they dry. Son of man? Yeah. You recognize him? No. Well, that's the whole house of Israel. And all Israel got to be saved.
Amen.
So them old dry bones got to come alive.
Yes.
Hey, dry bones! back to that chapter and read what God told Ezekiel to do.
Amen.
You know what he said, don't you, brother? Hello.
Praise the Lord, Brother Stan.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Who's that?
Sister Borges in College Park. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, Brother Stan, you know I couldn't find my number. Now, I did not want to be that person that God done cut off. I was looking for my number so hard, Brother Stan.
Hallelujah. Sister Burgess.
Yes.
Oh, this is just a... Do you know I preached in College Park many years ago?
Do you know that I was there, Brother?
and we're still here, aren't we? God bless you, hon. College Park, Georgia. Preached all around there, preached in there. Well, but there, I've got myself in trouble. I've been there. I messed up. I've been there. I'm going to see if I can show you something. I'm going to try again. Seems like no matter what I do, though, you don't take it to heart. But this is what just about 99% of you are doing. Listen. And if I look at you, you're going to say, is it me?
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
It's you.
Yes.
Although you can change it to me, too. Because your eye is trying to replace the eye.
Jesus.
I am what I am.
Amen.
And I am what I am.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
Grace.
Don't discard the eye.
Jesus.
Just get the right identity. Oh boy, you poor people.
Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus. It's grace, yes, Lord.
See, I can tell you again, I'm failing this morning. I'm not getting it done. How close this is.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, Brother Christopher, you're not listening. I know that. You wouldn't dare to listen to the prophet, would you, huh?
Hallelujah.
Because you believe in the test, in the death of the testator. And if you hang around this prophet, you're going to witness his death.
Hallelujah.
What does that prove? And what have I testified? When? Well. Kind of deep, ain't it?
Yes.
Well is deep.
Yes.
Well, if you believe what I'm telling you. In fact, I think I had that down somewhere. Maybe I didn't bring it with me. I didn't print it out.
Jesus.
Woman, give me a drink of water.
Glory to God.
What are you doing asking me for a drink?
Amen.
I know you're going to miss it. I just tell you right now, you're not going to get what I'm talking about. I just know it. From here. He said, woman, if you knew who it was.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You'd be asking him for a drink. Hello?
Bless you, Brother Stair.
All right, Sister Sherry. Shout as he spoke.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Sister Sherry.
I know that.
Lord.
I knew that before you said it.
Praise God for that.
Sister Sherry, I remember the first time you walked into my meeting in the upper room. We were sitting down at a table, and you and your husband were sitting at the head of the table.
Okay.
I'm just trying to tell you, I know who you are.
Amen, brother. Now, the very first time I saw you, you came to speak. Sister Stair and Naomi were with you up at the upper room. And Sister Maxine was there. Do you remember Sister Maxine Neal?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah. And we came up from Texas. We drove up. We had no money, no groceries. We heard that you were going to be there, and we weren't going to miss a live prophet being so close to us in Texas. We loaded our three kids, and I grabbed whatever I could get out of the refrigerator, and we headed up to see you. And we had a truck that had two gas tanks. We had $20, and we went up. And along the way, we were almost there. We stopped at a rest stop, and some man was pulled over and was so distraught, his engine had broken. We gave him our 20, and we came up to see you and meet you and hear you. It was a blessing.
And you came in late.
On our way home, Mr. Maxine Neal said, can I give you a banana? And my children hadn't eaten. And we still had all the trip to go home with no money. And so, Brother Stair, it was a blessing. God provided. And we heard the prophet, and I was blessed. That was the first time.
Was I there?
Yes, you were there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. He's there all the time.
Amen. And then we came to the big tent meeting in South Carolina. Back then, Brother Simon, you were going to do some baptisms. Brother Simon was building the pool, and my husband was able to work with him to help build the pool for the baptisms for when we had that meeting in 90, I think it was 98, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Show me where you brought me from.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Then you went up and lived in their upper room.
Yes. And
Brother Baker, he couldn't stand somebody coming to see me. So he runs us off.
It has to say goodbye to your family because they don't want to belong, they don't want to follow, they don't want to. And
Jesus, these folks want to preach at me. Oh, this is what I preached for years.
Yeah, I told. There was a time I said to him, "You need to listen again. You need to listen. You need to listen to the prophet." Because, you know, the satellite would be turned off, or it would be so low you couldn't hear it. Thank goodness, you know, you're on shortwave, too. And I had a shortwave, so I could hear. I wrote you every month. I probably bet you never got one letter that I wrote you.
Because he wouldn't mail them.
That's right.
See, I know all those things, but now you can call me.
Now you can call. Now you get my letters, and I get yours.
Okay, I'll receive your love.
Yes, always. Thank you. I'm so blessed by that, Brother Stair.
Letter. Lord bless you, dear.
Bless you and the saints.
She Baker starts that years ago. Turn off the satellite. That's how Brother DeRee got here.
Yes.
Amen. One day he called me and said, Brother Stair, he said, he won't let us listen to you no more. I wish he would listen to me now, you dog. You think you're right with God, don't you, Mr. Baker? Mr. Stan.
Oh, God.
Mr. Enoch.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys have fallen away. You're worse than an infidel. Jesus. That's the voice of God speaking through my mouth telling you who you are. You're reprobate concerning the truth. And you folk better stop receiving me like that or you're going the same path.
My Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father.
Praise. That's not the path of righteousness.
No.
You can do it anyway, huh? Harden up.
Hallelujah.
Can't believe how God moves on some of you folk, and then you harden. And then you harden. And then you harden. Whosoever will not hear that prophet, let's update that. No, don't put Brother Stair. Just change of that to this.
Amen.
That's all.
Glory.
Yeah, this prodigal son came back home.
Hallelujah.
Not worthy to preach to God's people. Just make me as one of your hired servants. And God said, no way. This is the Son of Man. let me see who this one is. I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to give the devil any chance. Hello?
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 Is this Brother Stair?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Dobbs.
This is who?
Sister Dobbs.
Sister Dobbs? Where in the world are you at?
In Jackson, Georgia.
In Jackson, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Did you attend my meeting when I was in Jackson years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I think so, though.
It was in Jackson, Georgia.
Candy just gave me your number. I lost touch with your number. Candy just gave it to me.
Well, don't lose it again.
Yes, sir. How y'all been doing?
I ain't doing nothing.
Good. You still talking about the Lord. I listen to you.
Okay, Sister Dobbs. Come and see me when you can.
Yes, sir. Pray for me and tell the saint down there. I say hello.
Foolish, they ain't doing nothing either. this is all God's doing.
Yes.
And he doeth all things well.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Dobbs.
God bless you all too.
I wonder if you folk ever going to wake up. You're going to fall right back into the same old rut.
Oh, God.
Stop being you.
Amen.
natural brute beast. Meant to be. Why don't you say it? Why don't you say it? The iniquity takes it, doesn't it?
Hallelujah.
One of the stories I used to know years ago was the story of the Judas goat. It's when the stockyards in Chicago were being used to send stock all over the world. And they would bring the goats to slaughter them. And what they would do, they'd have a special door for them goats to walk through. And as they walked through, the head would cut off. What is this? Ooh. I mean, how comes all these things that God said would happen? You go, ooh, oh, oh, oh. Why, they're stiffening their neck again. Oh, oh, oh. Who wants to finish the story? Now, what they did was, you could drive the goats into that. They wouldn't go in. They wouldn't go. Because the goats would smell of death. They wouldn't go. So they prepared a goat, and they named them the Judas goat. And what they would do when they bring the goats up to that place, they'd let him in there, and he'd get familiar with the goats. Why are you doing that to me? Why are you sitting there with that look in your eyes? I can see him. I see that goat going in there and getting acquainted with all the goats. And they become the leader. And when the time would come, that trained goat would follow the lead, and they'd lead them right through that gate where they were going to get head got down. He'd walk through the gate, have them all follow him, then he'd turn to the side and walk around and go back, and here they come. Judas, goat, betrayed them all. Led them to their death. And they followed them. The blind. Lead the blind.
Amen. Hallelujah. All blessed.
They're all trained, you know, to lead. Well, we're about done with our 2 hours. All you folk listening out there on 20 or 30 frequency, they are. Local stations. You can give me a call if you like it at 1-843-538.
1-2-3-4.
1-3-843-538-1-3-3-4. That it?
Yes.
Okay. Hello? 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 Hello.
The word of the Lord Yahweh speaks.
And you can go to hell. You don't have the word of the Lord. You don't have the Lord. You don't have the message nor the opportunity. Neither do you have the responsibility. God gives those things to faithful servants. Period. Shall suddenly be destroyed from among the people. All you're seeing when you see a guy like Steve, you're seeing a manifestation of the man of sin. That's all you're seeing. And he comes against the manifestation of the Son of God. And he comes with the Word. You know, Jesus actually said to Satan, it's also written.
Yes.
He turned right around and did it again. You trying to tell me what's written, Satan? I wrote it. No one is sitting on a circle here. He knows you, folks. He knows you. Hello? Open up the line for what? For you? Huh?
It's written by the Lord.
Go get your own telephone line. Buy your own radio time. The radio stations are crying for somebody to buy time. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pay your own way, Satan. I told you that's what he wants.
Yes.
He wants me to put him on this because, he knows that people are, whether it's, yes, he does, just like you know. Just because nobody's calling doesn't mean nobody's not listening. Boy, oh boy. Has he got some compadres right here? Lord bless you. I'm done for right now. Let's do the broadcast. I really need to go in and take out some of the old ones.
Nine tells you when Jesus is coming back and what is going to happen when he comes back. It's written there in the scriptures. Verse 29, Matthew 24.